From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump lectured NATO leaders on Thursday. Mr. Trump said that NATO should be more focused on terrorism and spend accordingly.
With Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
The president said 23 of 28 member nations were not paying what they should. President Trump said it was not fair to the people of the United States. Trump also said the recent Manchester bombing demonstrates the depths of evil we face with terrorism. Eight men are now in custody in connection with Monday's suicide bombing at a Manchester, England pop concert. These include two men who were arrested in separate raids early Thursday. A woman was arrested Wednesday during a raid on an apartment north of Manchester and has since been released without charge. Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said these past few days have been intense for the officers and staff of the department, but they continue to make progress in the investigation.
I want to reassure people that the arrests that we have made are significant, and initial searches of premises have revealed items that we believe are very important to the investigation.
Police have given no information about how the detained men may be connected to the bombing. A moment of silence was also held in Manchester on Thursday morning for the victims. You can find additional information to these stories and more by visiting our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is VOA. A bomb exploded inside a car of former Greek Prime Minister Loukas Papademos in central Athens on Thursday. The attack wounded him and two Bank of Greece employees. All three are described as being conscious and hospitalized in stable condition. Police haven't officially confirmed reports that the blast was caused by a parcel bomb containing a small amount of explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but Greek politicians have been targeted in the past by militant far-left and anarchist groups. A U.S. federal appeals court dealt another blow to President Donald Trump's revised travel ban targeting six Muslim-majority countries on Thursday. The court sided with the groups that say the policy illegally targets Muslims. The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling that blocks the Trump administration from temporarily suspending new visas for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The Richmond, Virginia-based Fourth Circuit is the first appeals court to rule on the revised travel ban. The Trump's administration had hoped it would avoid the legal problems that the first version encountered. President Trump will likely appeal to the Supreme Court. Victims of the violent crackdown on protests outside the Turkish embassy in Washington last week recounted their experiences to the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee Thursday. Aram Haparian, executive director of the Armenian National Committee of America, noted that ultimately, what to do next was in the hands of President Trump, but did have a suggestion.
Expulsion of the ambassador, I think, would send a good message. That's the language of diplomacy. And also, Ambassador Kilic is a partisan to this issue. He's not, in my opinion, sort of career foreign service guy. He's an Erdogan guy. He was out there yelling at the cops. That's the right message, and I think it would be the right one to send.
The hearing was held to officially condemn the violence and call on Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to formally apologize. Video footage of the clashes showed President Erdogan observing the violence from his vehicle. Philippines troops entered a besieged city on the southern island of Mindanao Thursday. Islamist militants virtually took control over the town of Marawi earlier this week. Military helicopters flew above the city's rooftops and armored tanks rolled through its neighborhoods amid sporadic gunfire and explosions. Many of Marawi's 200,000 citizens are fleeing to safety. The military says at least six government troops and 13 militants have been killed in the fighting. The crisis began late Tuesday when Philippine security forces launched a mission to arrest militant leader Inilson Hapilion, who is believed to be in Marawi, recovering from wounds sustained earlier. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.